אנחנו קוראים בספר
Reading from Talmud Ezech Sefirot, the study of the 10 Sefirot, volume 1, part 4, chapter 5, page 239 in Hebrew. You can send us your questions to kab.tv. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Talmud Ezech Sefirot, volume 1, part 4, chapter 5, page 239 in Hebrew. We are reading item 1. Rav, we are reading item 1, that is true. But other than that, we are reading together, we are listening together, and we want to receive from that the light that reforms together. Please, go ahead. Item 1, the words of the Ari. Orot de Akudim have 10 inner sefirot and 10 surrounding sefirot. They illuminate in Bechinat Panim, anterior, to the sides and all around Ak. 10 inner sefirot and 10 surrounding sefirot emerge from Pe de Adam Kadmon. They extend from opposite the Panim, anterior, through opposite the Tabur of this Adam Kadmon. This is the principal or, though some shines through the sides and all around this Adam. Again, Orot de Akudim have 10 inner sefirot and 10 surrounding sefirot emerge from Pe de Adam Kadmon. They extend from opposite the Panim through opposite the Tabur of this Adam Kadmon. This is the principal or, though some shines through the sides and all around this Adam. Item 1, inner light, explains 10 inner sefirot and 10 surrounding sefirot. We should not think that this contradicts what we will write, that from Pe de Ak emerge only 5 partsufim and 5 internal and 2 surroundings, as there he speaks of general makifim. But in particular, you have no or that does not have pnimi, internal, and makif, surrounding.
All the way, togmar tikkun, obviously, in every action, we always have a limitation. And the upper light is divided into internal and external by the masach. Questions, whoever wants, ask. Keep going.
Item 2, inner light, explains from opposite the Panim through opposite the Tabur of this Adam Kadmon. It means that there are two discernments of Orot in a complete Partsuf. The first is called Or Chochmah, and the second is called Or Chasadim. Correspondingly, we discern two illuminations in each Partsuf, right and left, Panim and Achor, anterior and posterior. Right and left relate to He'arat Or Chasadim, the illumination of the light of Chasadim. Panim and Achor relate to He'arat Or Chochmah, the illumination of Or Chochmah. It is known that Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction, was primarily on Or Chochmah to prevent it from appearing in Bechinat Daled. For that reason, the Partsufim were divided into Panim and Achor. The Bechinot above Bechinat Daled that receive Or Chochmah are called Panim, anterior. And those contained in Bechinat Daled which cannot receive Or Chochmah are called Achor, posterior. There is right and left in both the Panim and Achor. The Bechinot that receive Or Chasadim abundantly are called right, Yamin. And the Bechinot that do not receive Or Chasadim abundantly are called left, small. You should also know that the names Panim and Achor relate primarily to the Tabur. From Tabur up, it is considered Panim, and from Tabur down, it is considered Achor, as Malchut de Guf is called Tabur. It is written, they extend from opposite the Panim to opposite the Tabur. It means that the Hitpashtut, expansion of these 10 Sefirot from Pe de Ak downward, extends and shines primarily in the Bechinat Panim of the Partsuf, which is above Bechinat Daled, called Tabur. However, from Tabur down, it does not shine because of the Tzimtzum, the restriction on Bechinat Daled. However, he tells us, this is the principal all, though some shines through the sides and all around this partsuf, meaning to its bechinat achor too, though it shines through the sides, meaning from bechinot right and left, yamin and small. It is so because through the Or Chozer that Bechina Dalet brings to the Partsuf, which is Or Chasadim, she too receives the Arat Chochma, the illumination of Chochma. However, it is regarded as Or Nekeva, meaning only reception and not bestowal.
Questions? So keep going.
Adding to the words of the Ari, you should not wonder at what we have written above, that the chitzoniut of the kli, the externality of the kli, was made of the or of the left ozen that enters in the peh, and the pnimiut of the kli was made of the nekev of the left chotem. Though the or makif is greater and better than the or pnimi, the pnimiut, internality of the kli, is still greater than the chitzoniut, externality of the kli, as is apparent to the eye. It is not so with bechinot orot, for the great or that the kli cannot extend and receive within shines on the outside as or makif, surrounding light, and the skant or remains within, unlike the kelim. Thus, how will Bechinat Ozen, being the superior, be the chitzoniut, externality of the kli, and the chotem, which is lower, be the pnimiut, the internality of the kli? Again, item 2. You should not wonder at what we have written above, that the chitzoniut of the kli was made of the or of the left ozen that enters in the pe, and the pnimiut of the kli was made of the nekev of the left chotem. Though the or makif is greater and better than the or pnimi, the pnimiut of the kli is still greater than the chitzoniut of the kli, as is apparent to the eye. It is not so with bechinat orot, for the great or that the kli cannot extend and receive within shines on the outside as or makif, and the skant or remains within, unlike the kelim. Thus, how will Bechinat Ozen, being the superior, be the chitzoniut of the kli, and the chotem, which is lower, be the pnimiut of the kli? Item 3 in Relight explains, from Or Ozen left, that enters the peh. No, know that there are necessarily two bechinot in every kli. These are bechinat amshacha, extension, and bechinat kabbalah, reception. It is so because the more av bechina is better to hamshacha, extension of or, and vice versa regarding the kabbalah, reception, and hitlapshut, clothing of or. That is because in that the purer is better, as it is obligated to equalize in form with the or that is received in it. These two bechinot are sometimes called elyon, superior, and tachton, lower, and sometimes called pnimiut, internality, and chitzoniut, externality, and you must know the difference between them. The thing is that when we speak of a complete degree, which has bechinat hamshacha, extension, and bechinat hitlapshut, clothing, they are regarded as elyon, superior, or upper one, and tachton, lower one. It is so because the more av its pnimiut, meaning the kli hamshacha, the higher level it extends. For example, if its pnimiut is bechina daled, it closes up to the level of keter. It turns out that from the perspective of the hamshacha, extension, it is lower, meaning more av, coarser. However, because or keter must have a pure kli to clothe in, it is thus more elyon, upper one, superior, from the perspective of the hitlapshut, clothing, meaning more zach, purer. In other words, it has a purer kli like none other, fitting for clothing or keter. Thus, when speaking of a complete level, these four bechinot are regarded as one above the other, meaning the more zach, the purer, is more elyon, superior. However, when we only speak from the perspective of the Kli Hamshacha, these four Bechinot are regarded as the walls of a Kli, having four Klipot one atop the other. The Shefa, the abundance in it, is received and measured only in its inner Klipa, and does not touch the three exterior Klipot at all. These serve merely as support of the interior Klipa in the wall. Likewise, we discern four Bechinot in the Kli de Hamshacha, clothing one atop the other. The Mor'av is more internal, and Bechina Daled, the principal extender of the Or Elyon, upper light, through Zivug de Haka'ah, where the Or Elyon is measured exactly according to the level of the Or Chozer, reflected light that she rises, is regarded as the Pnimiut of the Kli. The other three Bechinot are regarded as the Chitzoniut, externality of the Kli, meaning they do not touch the Or at all and do not serve it. Rather, they are the reasons that cause Bechina Daled, as she cannot manifest without them. It is written, the Chitzoniut, externality of the Kli, was made of the Or of the left Ozen, which is Bechina Bet, and the Pnimiut, internality of the Kli, was made of the Nekev of the left Chotem, which is Bechina Gimel. It means that the more Av is more Pnimi, coarser is more internal, as has been explained.
In the Hamshacha, in the clothing, each one becomes more important. So the main thing we know, according to the continuing of the lights, the aviut is more important. According to the reception of the lights, the purity is more important. He's only speaking about one patsuf, but it actually causes changes in all of reality, even if there's just a tiny little change in a tiny little patsuf. That's why it's hard for us to imagine these things, but we can take these elements and understand them individually.
Adam 4 inner light relates to, if so, how in terms of the Ozen, which is the upper one, it will be the externality of the Kli. He poses two questions. One, since the Or Makif is greater than Or Pnimi, the Chitzoniut, externality of the Kli, should have been more important than the Pnimiut, internality of the Kli, as it serves a greater Or. However, in reality, we see the opposite. The Pnimiut, internality of the Kli, is the entire importance in the degree. Its entire degree and sustenance depend on it. And the Chitzoniut, externality of the Kli, is not so important. Two, the second question is, if the Pnimiut of the Kli is indeed far more important than the Chitzoniut of the Kli, it should have extended from a more important Shoresh, root, meaning from Bechina Bet of the Rosh, called Ozen. Also, the Chitzoniut, externality of the Kli, from a lower Shoresh, root, meaning Bechina Gimel. Why then it is the opposite?
For now. He's only asking questions. Yeah, next.
Adam 3, the words of the Ari. The Or Pnimi shines at half the thickness of the wall of the Kli from inside, the Or Makif from the outside, and the Kli shines and purifies through both of them. Adam 3. The answer is in this. Know that the Or is in single complete equality. When it wanted to enter and be limited inside the Kli, then that Or that cannot permeate the Kli remained without as Makif. The Or Pnimi shines from within the Kli, and the Or passes through half the thickness of the walls of the Kli from within. The Or Makif, surrounding light, shines from outside the Kli and passes through half the thickness of the walls of the Kli from without. The Kli shines and purifies through these two Orot. Again, item 3. The answer is in this. Know that the O is in single, complete equality. When it wanted to enter and be limited inside the Kli, then that O that cannot permeate the Kli remained without as Makif. The O Pnimi shines from within the Kli, and the O passes through half the thickness of the walls of the Kli from within. The O Makif shines from outside the Kli and passes through half the thickness of the walls of the Kli from without. The Kli shines and purifies through these two Orot.
Questions? Well, people are still getting used to the style. It's still hard to ask. Yes.
Kli is a desire. What is internality and externality in a desire?
The more coarse or the more weak? More of a desire or less of a desire? Desire for chasadim or desire for chokhmah? There are different kinds of desires.
Meaning in every ratzon, every desire, in every bechina, it itself is also divided into four bechinot or several bechinot?
From the dalet bechinot, the four phases in direct light, you already have a cascading of a desire. And according to intensity and the desire itself, four chasadim or four chokhmah, there's differences. So he can't tell us about all the differences between the vessels, because how can you compare a vessel with a desire for the light of Chokhmah or to a light of Chasadim in such a degree or such a aviyut? It's difficult. So they give us rules.
And what is Dofen, wall of a Kli?
Vessels divide according to from above downward and from inward outward. Chasadim, Chokhmah. That's why we speak about the vessels that there's supposedly a dofen, like a wall of the Kli, like onion, layers in an onion, or according to the height, the masach, and the degrees of aviyut. It depends which discernments he wants to relate to. And he has no choice, he has to depict something to us, even though in spirituality, obviously it doesn't exist, it's just discernments.
So, a dofen, a wall, I can understand it as discernment. Inner wall is prina aleph, and external dofen is prina daled, and so on.
Yeah, we'll see it. Till the end of this part, he's going to talk about it a lot. Yeah. Keep going.
Item 5, inner light, relates to complete equal. Meaning there is no discernment of the all in and of itself, but only from the perspective of the Kli.
That's obvious. Not chasadim, not chokhmah, not big or small. The light of Ein Sof.
Adam 6, inner light, relates to it's limited within the Kli. It means that the measure of the Hara, illumination, is limited and depends on the measurements of the Kli, not more and no less. It is so because aviyut, coarseness, the Bechina Daled, extends the level of Keter, and the Bechina Gimel only Chochma, and the Bechina Bet only Bina, etc. Adam 7, inner light, explains that light which cannot permeate the Kli. This is the rule. Everything received in the Partsuf is called Or Pnimi, inner light. Everything that is not received yet, but is destined to come into the Partsuf, is called Or Makif, surrounding light. Ein Sof is the first Or Makif, surrounding only Ak. It is so because the Zivug Deaka on the Masach, the Bechina Daled, the Pe, the Ak, and the great Or Chozer that rose there and clothed the 10 Sefirot of Rosh Ak up to Keter is proximate and adhesive with Ein Sof. That Or Chozer contains the Or Makif, the Ein Sof.
We are reading together. We want the light that reforms from that great surrounding light that it will bestow upon us, right? And we are all with our finger going over the book. Please.
The meaning of Or Chozer is the entire amount of the Or rejected from Malchut by the power of the Masach. The measure of that rejected Or is the whole difference between Ein Sof that filled the entire reality and Ak, regarded as one thin Kav compared to Ein Sof. Thus, all this great Or Ein Sof is regarded as Or Makif of Ak. Also, every Rosh is regarded as Or Makif to the 10 Sefirot of its Guf. As the Zivug de Haka'a in the Masach at the Pe of the Rosh of that Partsuf detains the Or Elyon, the upper light, from expanding into the Malchut of that Partsuf. Thus, the entire Or that does not enter Kli Malchut becomes the Or Chozer, reflected light, clothing 10 Sefirot of the Rosh of the Partsuf. Consequently, that Or Chozer that stands at the Rosh consists of all that Or that cannot permeate the Partsuf called Or Makif.
Okay, you see, he explains things that we've already studied. Not that we understand them or need them, but at least we know this. And the other things he doesn't want to explain. But he thinks that it's enough what he's explaining. I really have a lot of questions about many things that in the middle, like in the words of the Ari and Bala Sulam. No. He even repeats himself a few times about some of the subjects and doesn't add anything new. Yes.
Item 8, inner light explains, and the Or passes until half the thickness of the walls of the Kli from its internality. It has already been explained above that the four Bechinot in Pe de Rosh, which are Bechinat Kli Hamshacha, extension, are distinguished in Pnimiut and Chitzoniut, internality and externality there. It is like the wall of a Kli that has four Klipot, one atop the other, where only the interior klipa touches and receives the shefa, the abundance inside. Likewise, in Malchut de Rosh, called Pe, the more Av, the coarser, the Bechina there, is regarded as the Pnimiut, meaning as extending the Or Elyon, the upper light. The pure ones are regarded as exterior, meaning without direct connection to that Or that is received there. Instead, they only serve as Or Makif. It turns out that Or Pnimi is connected and shines only from the perspective of the Pnimiut of the Kli and does not touch the Chitzoniut, the externality of the Kli at all. And Or Makif appears gradually only by the Chitzoniut of the Kli. It has no contact with the Pnimiut, internality of the Kli. Moreover, the Pnimiut of the Kli is what prevents the Or Makif from entering the Kli, since it is the aviyut, coarseness, that the Masach detains. The chitzoniyut of the Kli is bechinat achoraim, posterior to the Or Pnimi, as it diminishes its level.
Okay. Keep going.
Item 4, the words of the Ari. Since the Or Makif is much greater than the Or Pnimi, the Chitzoniut of the Kli, or the Or Makif clothes, should be pure and better than the Pnimiut of the Kli, where the Or Pnimi is clothed. Item 4. We need the half Kli from without to shine because of the Or Makif. The Or Makif is indeed great, and its Seara, illumination, would not pass and be absorbed and shine within the walls of the Kli, For there is a great difference and distance and separation between them. Hence, the pnimiut of the poor kli needed to equalize with the poor or pnimi, and one should shine in the other. Likewise, the superb or makif will shine in the chitzoniut of the superb kli. Otherwise, the chitzoniut of the kli would remain without ha'ara, without illumination. Again, item 4. We need the half kli from without to shine because of the or makif. The or makif is indeed great, and its ha'ara, illumination, would not pass and be absorbed and shine within the walls of the kli. For there is a great difference and distance and separation between them. Hence, the pnimiut, internality of the poor kli, needed to equalize with the poor or pnimi, inner light, and one should shine in the other. Likewise, the superb or makif will shine in the chitzoniut, externality of the superb kli. Otherwise, the chitzoniut, externality of the kli, would remain without he'ara, without illumination.
Yeah, what do you want to ask?
Do we also have actions which are internal and surroundings that draw more surrounding light or less?
You can say that. The fact that a person even gives an example, I don't remember where, that it depends what desires you're using on one hand. It also depends towards which purpose you're using it. As much as the purpose is more connection, it's more internal, because it needs more of a masach, more of connection. And then it's a goal that is more related to inner vessels and inner lights. The more your actions are more, let's say, external, that it's not for actually uniting the kli, disseminating, all kinds of external things. By this you're also drawing surrounding lights. In this way we can say that and in according to a person, as much as he is in the process, he chooses according to his character, also according to all kinds of conditions. He chooses actions that are more internal or more external, and that's how he advances. But the main thing is to advance. The main thing is to work. And obviously that to cause connection internal in the group, in self-annulment, in connecting the friends, that is the most internal work. Yeah.
And it's always this way, or there are times like this and like that, stages like this, like that in the work according to one's nature?
It's according to what comes before a person. Sometimes such times come that you can't do anything but listening, reading, only external things. There's everything. Okay?
Me?
Who?
Ken.
Yeah.
In the text, it says that there's a bechina of hamshacha, extension, and a bechina of kabbalah, reception, towards our work.
Drawing the light by a light that is more coarse and receiving it in a vessel that is more pure.
Now, about our work, on what does it depend, the power of our extension?
He writes about it somewhere that there's times where a person engages in one thing, and then there's times that it gets a result in a different place of things that supposedly don't belong to that. I don't remember. It's.
I'm not talking about results. There's an article of Rabash that during a prayer he draws a certain light, he puts tefillin on, a meal, and work.
Exactly. Thank you.
I'm asking something else. Our work is all about extending the light during the light and the connection. So, on what does it depend on?
It depends as much as I do it in a bigger aviyut and towards a higher goal.
Can we manage it and use a coarser kli?
Maybe yes, but it depends on the state of a person and society. Supposedly the data is out there, but a person can't really choose on the spot. But yes, if he has a choice of actions he can perform towards society, and he takes the actions that are most actual, that have more benefit for everybody towards connection.
Perhaps a person himself cannot do it, but a ten can choose.
No, this is philosophy already. We are going to the next part.
And before we do, let's sing a song together.
הבחירה היא בידיך, ואין כאן את מי להאשים. אם הוא נסתר עוד מעיניך, אז בוא תבחר בחברים. כל הניסיונות להתגבר יצליחו רק עם החבר שיכוון אותך אל המקום הטוב. אז בוא נבחר בלאום. הבחירה היא בידיך, אפילו אם לא תמיד רואים. אם רק תבחר עכשיו את החבר הטוב, הרי בחרת בחיים. כל הניסיונות להתגבר יצליחו רק עם החבר שיכוון אותך אל המקום הטוב. La 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 שיכוון אותך אל המקום הטוב. בוא נבחר בלאום. אז בוא נבחר בלאום. אז בוא נבחר בלאום.